I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, June 14. Coming up, discussions far advanced for the development of an economic industrial park. Cabinet approves temporary relocation of Accountant General's Department and national investment policy to be tabled this fiscal year. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling at the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is committed to ensuring Jamaica has the top-performing economy in the Caribbean. He says the government's economic doctrine includes a focus on fiscal discipline, improving the debt-to-gross domestic product GDP ratio, and maintaining a flexible exchange rate.
We want to be the center of the Caribbean for innovation and technology. We want to be the center of the Caribbean for trade and commerce and logistics and business process outsourcing and agribusiness and energy. And we are working towards that.
Highlighting Jamaica as an ideal destination for business, Mr. Holness said discussions are far advanced for the development of an economic industrial park, the estimated value of which ranges from $3.7 billion to $6 billion U.S. dollars. Prime Minister Holness was addressing a group of current and potential investors at the Jamaica Investment Forum, JIF, at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James on Wednesday. Hosted by JAMPRO, JIF runs from June 12 to 14 under the theme Connect for Business. The Minister of Transport and Mining is exploring the introduction of several new measures for public passenger vehicles and operators. Transport Minister Robert Montague says the proposed adjustments are expected to reduce road crashes, safeguard the lives of commuters, and accommodate drivers who want to design their own routes.
Some of my proposals include having a GPS tracker on a public passenger vehicle that is on at all times. And that is to ensure that the transport authority knows where a taxi is at all times. So that when a taxi driver is accused of committing a crime, we at least know where the car was.
Minister Montague was speaking Wednesday at IGL Blue's Health, Safety and Environment Road Safety Incentive Awards ceremony. In addition to the proposals, Minister Montague says the ministry is looking at placing machines at Island Traffic Authority locations which can issue fitness certificates. Staff at the Accountant General's Department, AGD, have expressed optimism that concerns over the air quality at the agency's headquarters will be addressed following the recent intervention of Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. Acting Director of Communications and Customer Relations at the AGD, Tanisha Ware-Grant, says the staff is satisfied with Dr. Clark's quick action to have the agency's operations temporarily relocated and await further action.
They recognize that he did indicate that he is going to actually resolve the issue, and they see where he has made representation to Cabinet. So they are just waiting to see, you know, what will happen next.
Mrs. Ware-Grant was speaking in an interview with JIS News. In a recent press release, Dr. Clark announced that the Finance Ministry intends to move speedily to identify a suitable location to temporarily house the offices of the Accountant General's Department. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw says the National Investment Policy Framework is to be tabled in Parliament as a green paper this fiscal year. The National Investment Policy outlines the framework through which the government will attract and facilitate investments. Mr. Shaw says a series of national consultations will be conducted to further bolster the policy.
This pivotal blueprint will guide the development, administration, and monitoring of the investment community to ensure cohesion among all related programs, incentive regimes, and stakeholder contributions.
The finance minister says the national outsourcing strategy also forms part of the move towards aligning Jamaica's investment offerings. The five-year strategy, being rolled out from 2015 to 2020, is aimed at developing and advancing the outsourcing industry in Jamaica. He adds that a coordinated and multi-agency campaign has been implemented to attract and train workers for the outsourcing industry to develop the sector. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.